Come, let's take a look. We saw yesterday, 2 days ago, we Chazon Ish opened our eyes to the basic concept, and yesterday we began to see how this concept could be applied. Now we'll take it to the next step. 2 days ago, we saw he began to present what Bitachon is not, and what Bitachon is, urban legend, and that Bitachon really is the application of abstract emunah to our lives. And then we saw yesterday he began to unpack, well, what do you mean, how does it apply? It applies, number one, in terms of the type of shmiras halacha and the type of maintaining the discipline of mitzvahs and in the face of nisayon. Number two was the calm that bitachon can endow us with and be able to be clear-eyed and calmer in looking at an uncertain situation. Number three, he threw out, and that was something we need to coming attractions. We'll see more of how that works out. It's going to impact both the fact that in terms of one's practical reactions to uncertain situations, both in terms of the place of positively bekumva say the place of Torah tefillah and tzedakah as a piece of one's reaction to uncertain situations, and it's going to change what sort of physical shtadlus he does. So let's take a look here, section B, page Tzvav. Ula ha'amur ha'amur b'tavin achasi. So now let's wrap up. We've been talking about it, we've been seeing it, but now he says it black on white, temole, ha'amur b'tavin achasi. Ha'amur b'tavin, they're one and the same. They're two sides of the same coin. Rak ha'amur hi ha'mabat ha'kvali shal ba'aleha, ba'bitachon ha'mabat shal ha'mamin al atzmo. Emuna is a perspective, a general perspective of a man with emuna. A person with emuna is a general perspective on everything. Bitachon is your perspective on yourself. In other words, how does my emuna affect me? Emuna b'chinas halacha, and bitachon b'chinas maisa. Emuna is the abstract. Bitachon is the practical application. And then he says, and he begins to talk about what real bitachon is. How authentic, what does it mean to be authentic in one's bitachon? The irony is, sometimes easier to be happy tachon, sometimes it's harder. And the irony is, it's easier to be a boteach when you don't really need it. When you really need it, the time you really need to be tachon, it's a lot harder to be a boteach. Ironic, but not surprising. It's easy to talk a good bitachon talk. This when it's not really relevant. This anigal d'niyos mazir v'samkim, everything is going well, and these pleasant illusions. Ro yahu mateas atzma mateas afirim, over time, you convince yourself you're real botea. But you don't want to be talking as tested when things are more difficult. A person will convince himself. V'zos yibachim people yibosham. You want to see if that's a Gemara terminology, piv v'libosham, if your mouth, your heart, your mind are one and the same. If you're really feeling what you're saying, you want to see if he's not just talking the talk but walking the walk. Is he really boteach or just trained his tongue to Twitter or to tweet? Let's not say. That's the language of the sound of a tzipor. Is this real or is it easy to tweet out bitachon? He continues the metaphor, but it hasn't established a nest. He's making bird sounds, but is it really a bird of bitachon that's nested in his heart? You know when you see it? It's when you come across a situation you really need a bitachon, where it's really going to help you. In this sort of situation, it's the job of bitachon to guide me, to heal me, to strengthen me. That's the question. When you really need it, do I turn to be tough? Be a tough bump? I'm relying on that. I'm building myself on that. I'm based on that. I'm supported, stabilized by my tough. Or when you really needed it, all of a sudden, that was not my focus. I was tweeting be tough when it was easy. But at that point, when I really need it, all of a sudden, I'm distracted. And so I'm agreeing with tachul shav. Now all of a sudden, then, instead of bitachon being my support and my guiding star, all of a sudden, I'm looking at unsavory means of dealing with the situation. Well, listen,
becomes very dramatic.
He says, Os Gimel says, let's paint a picture. And now here he shifts from just poetry to unfurling a story. Mashal Anu Ron Bechai. Here's a situation, a real life situation. Consider the following. The names are made up, Reuben and Shimon, but the situation has happened thousands, millions of times. Ish Reuben, Ish Musari. And again, like I said before, he's very poetic, because Ish also has a very carefully honed sense of satire. And there's a little bit of sarcasm, and if you listen carefully, you hear he was a very clear-eyed observer of human nature. And Chazanish says, Mashal Ro B'chaim, you see in real life, Reuben Ish Musari, Reuben is a great man of Musar. Mizimras HaBitachan Al Dal Svasav Tamid. The song of Bitachan is on his lips. Yes, he's likes to talk about Bitachan. Tamid Megane's Reuben Hashtadlos. He says, who's going to do too much Hashtadlos? That's not right. You have to have Bitachan to work so hard. Metayvas Eredifa Achar Parnasa. Oh, suspense as if it to be so much of a focus to run after Parnassa. Nah, gotta have Bitachan. He's a good talker. Amnam hu ish matzliach. Baruch Hashem, business is doing well. Great. Uvechanusol yechzor lekuchos. Imagine, again, one could think about this in any one of a number of industries, but imagine he's in retail and he is owns a mom and pop. So in his store, whether it's a grocery or a hardware store, or whether he's an entrepreneur with a startup, whatever it is, in his store, Le'echsel Kuchos, Baruch Hashem, he has clients. Baruch Hashem, he has no shortage of customers. His store is a busy store. Great! And in Ozaka Grover Shadlis, that's very nice. He doesn't need a lot of work. He started the store in the right place, the right time. The market was right, location was right, the price point is good, and things are rolling. And things are really, at this point, rolling on their own. He doesn't need a tremendous amount of investment of time and energy, about money, investment of time and energy and thought. You know, the business is self-sustaining. It's okay. He shows up, he opens the store, he closes the store, it works. Oh, great. Amnam Ohev Hu Es HaBitachon. He says, this man, Reuben, he loves Bitachon because Bitachon loves him back. Ki Alo Gama Bitachon Mar Alo Panim Shochakos. He likes to talk about Bitachon, and Bitachon smiles back at him. Panim Shochakos. Hine. Suddenly shocked. Lerosis Reuben, Habotech. Reuben the Great Boteach. I'm like, you know, I'm always imagining like the stage directions here. Like they describe the scene. Well, before it was like the glowing store and loads of customers, and now it's just sort of like this smoky back room, this dark, dark alley, this corner. And we see Reuben. What's Reuben doing here? Mislachation in the Arab. Anshe Atasa. He's whispering and shushkining with his chavra, with his lieutenants. How is he going to undo someone else's plan? The great Boteach. Someone else wants to open a competing store. For who? Mole Echim is Reuben is incredibly upset. Maybe competition. At the outset, he's keeping these negative feelings deep within. It wouldn't. He's embarrassed to say that he's unhappy at the competition. Peniel Harper, they didn't like here. People are going to think, what are people going to say about him? The great Boteach. In the end, over time, his healthy sense of busha is gone as well. He ends up now. It may start with sort of this covert, surreptitious, hidden, under-the-table moves to try to undo the competition and to kill the competing store in its infancy. But over time, he stops even being embarrassed what he's doing. And it's overt, it's in the papers, it's out in the open, he's going after the guy with all sorts of unethical ways. To stop this plan of the competing store. La'at la'at ha'min ho'lechem etkadim etarach ha'kalasam. First, he's just not embarrassed. And then it keeps getting worse on his Bederach HaKalasom, his crooked path. Mi es ha'busha kimas tarach b'kerem lovo. Any semblance of busha melts away from his heart. Also, the galoy ma'isim nivzu. Now he's out in the open, but now he's out in the open doing things which are embarrassing. Pu'ulos shvalos, underhanded maneuvers, la'ein kovai. Without any, everyone sees, everyone knows that he's pulling every string of the book to try to kill the competition. Hayis charusha benov ben re'eu misparsenas takol tapirson. It becomes totally public. Nas l'sichas yam. Everyone's talking about it. And he doesn't, not married. And as a matter of fact, it says, and it's sort of like he's really getting inside, it's like a case study. Like, let's try to empathize, let's try to like see life through this guy Reuben, who had been thought of as such an amazing tzaddik, the great patriarch. But when there was, he was a great patriarch because, as the Chazanish is saying, the bitachon wasn't real. And we met one type of false bitachon, which was thinking everything always goes well. But that was at that first. That misunderstanding in the beginning. And I said another type of false bitachon, which is you talk the talk, but when, as he was saying, when you actually need bitachon, when I'm not sure, now all of a sudden I'm not so sure my business is going to be so successful. This bitachon was only on the outside. So all of a sudden it cracks, and the rotten core starts to come out. And he's really not, trying to figure out what Rabboni Shlomo is wearing, in other words, not reacting from a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to react to potential competition. It's just midos raos, unethical behavior, enormous violation of law and Darazim. And then he says, and again, this is, if you think about it, try to get inside this, the mind, because he's really trying to describe not just facts, but personality. That's really what this is about. That's why the Chazanish is getting dramatic and trying to draw a picture, a sketch of a person and his reaction. It says, you know what else we all do this sometimes. This is human nature. Not only am I going to end up doing things I should have been embarrassed to do, but I start to be boda, I start to create and make up all sorts of reasons and rationales. I start to rationalize what I'm really right. Really, I'm a big tzaddik. I'm doing the right thing.
Being incredibly
honest. Yeah. My brilliance is at full strength. I'm kind of with all sorts of incredibly creative explanations. Chadashim every day, something every morning. I wake up with a new idea. Why? My response to competition is all Hashem Shamayim.
What the Torah wants of me.
I'm
Adrabah, the Sifrei Musar again. Adrabah Sabotka would demand. God will saw them. How can I not?
Again, sure. But the desire, the unbridled desire to win at all costs, is going to not only make me do things that I should be embarrassed to do, but will ignite incredible creativity in terms of explaining to myself what actually it's all right. I can make a shita. Mashlatz atzma hamukin. I may in time convince myself. I may engage in self-deception. I really convince myself. I'm mamish l'shem shemayim. That's for sure. Everything is umate gamzulaso, and this is also unfortunate part of the human condition. Umate gamzulaso ketane hadas or the ketatos. So that line we just read, such sharp insight, human nature. He says you'll get other people on board also with your deception. Really, this is all l'shem shemayim. I'm doing the right thing. Two types of people they talk about. Ketane hadas and all the ketatas. People who are small-minded, aren't looking at the big picture, but don't have a headspace, so let's take a step back, and not just let's listen to what one person says, let's take a step back, let's think, does this really make sense to me? But people who are small-minded, or people who are, it's not that they're small-minded, all the ketatas, people who enjoy, everyone has their own type. Some people love machlekes, it's just fun. So sometimes people get caught up in machlekes improperly because they're ketane hadas, because they're narrow-minded, small-minded people. They're not looking at the big picture. Or that sign comes
out.
Yeah, I don't know. But right, what was that side? The quote from Oz, it's behind
small
the other
side. Small-minded discuss people.
Talk about others.
Average minds discuss events.
Hold it up.
Great minds discuss
there you go.
Ideas.
That's right. Great minds discuss ideas. Very good. Very good. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. So someone who's ketane adas, and then sometimes it's people who are mamish. It's all they ketatas. They love machleke. They thrive on this stuff. So with an opportunity,
Whoa! Like, no! That's fine. I haven't had a chance for a good machlokes to sink your teeth in the good machlokes for a while. And now there's something going on. Geschmack! So those are the, you know, your first two profiles. But who's going to jump in? Avadim! It's not just he wants money, he wants to close the store down because he wants to move forward violently. No! There's an issue. There's a cause. There's a partisan position. But that's going to drive Ketani Hadas, and it'll drive Ove Ketatas.
And it's always like the usual cast of characters assembles around us. And he says, who else is mislakate? Al-Harov, if those who have learned, say, for Shoftim, may be sensitive to the biblical reference, the language, in the next line. Al-Harov mislakdim sevivo. Who is Vinga Yislakate? I think it was Yiftach, I believe. Maybe Gideon, I think it was Yiftach. By Yislakdu Elov Anashim Reitim. I think that's the language of the process. The shallow people gathered around him. He was sort of like the magnet for the people who were looking at sort of thing. He was the leader that enabled all the people who wanted shallowness to sort of gather around a bastion, a beacon for shallowness, right? In his earlier days. Rove mislakdim svivo, so this guy, now there's a cause, now there's something to fight about. A fight, great! Who's going to gather around? Road fame, Riva, Cholavei, Rachel, those who seek out opportunities for Machloikas, those who love Cholavei, Rachel, those who love Lashon Hara, and then, of course, with a Lahavdil Alpi Avelis, one of the main thrusts of Screwtape Letters, without reference to all the Ketira, that the author injects into it, Bahasata Matil Shalom Beinei. And suddenly, ironically, they all get along. All these people who are machlokes people, they get along so well. Because it's the satan who is oseh shalom, who is matzel shalom between them. Because the shalom between this whole group, this whole party, is really because it's atzasi and zahara. They all get together so they can continue to fight to make the machlokes with the other side bigger and better and stronger and more terrible. The nivna yadam, again, the satire is, tongue-in-cheek satire is great. The Nivna Yadam Mivitzar Kayam, there's now a sturdy fortress of Ketatos Marivas. Lashon Hara, Rechilas, and Eschinam. A sturdy, wonderful, shining fortress of that. Of Lashon Hara, of fights, of paddling, of Sheker, of Jisin Eschinam. And he says, Mariche Yam Mishanim, Baruch Hashem, all the Lashon Hara has Ariches Yam Mishan, Shlita. Lashon Hara Shlita. All the bad mitos have great longevity. Yes. There's a lot of shalom between the people who bring their bad mitos together. And then he says, okay, so right, already this sort of, this image, again, the guy, there was a personal insult or a personal loss, potential personal loss. I was growing this great business, but then all of a sudden someone's opening up competition, and now I'm running scared. And all of a sudden, if I don't really have bitachon within, I may have talk. It isn't bitachon within. All my shallowness and negativity are going to start to leak out. And as long as life was good, so I was able to talk the talk of bitachon. So as he said before, with the opening lines we saw this morning, right? When I actually need to bitachon, right, when things aren't, like we're saying, right? Bitachon is really going to come to the fore when there's an unsure future. I don't know how things are going to play out. Will it play out well the way I want it to or not? If there isn't bitachon, even if I've convinced myself that I'm pretty from, but I'm not really deeply from, I'm not really plugged into Ribono Shalom, so then when things come to a head, all of a sudden all the bad meters come out and all the yuckiness come out and the bushaltmi gets lost and the Lashon Hara and the Rechilas and all of this gook, all this negativity, is going to build and grow and grow and grow. And he already said, I will be l'shem. I'll convince myself that's really a mutter, and it's a mitzvah, it's l'shem shamayim. And then here comes the final shot in the salvo by the Chazon Ish, and he says, in terms of differentiating between real and fake, the Zohar says that refers to Olam Hazeh as Alma Deshikra, as the Olam Hasheker. Olam Haba referred to as the Olam Ha'emes. Olam Haba is why I haven't tried to mention it a few times. The Gemara Yishuv and Levi Sam sees a guy, gets a peek, Gan Eden's near-death experience, and he says, as the father says, what you see, he says, it's so strange, the next world, everything is upside down, Yonu Lamata, Tachton Lamala, all the people we think of as Chashev, many people we think of as Chashev, they're on the bottom there, maybe we think of not so Chashev, they're on top, everything's topsy-turvy, he says, that wasn't topsy-turvy, for sure, it comes on Olam Bari, so the next world, that was clear, that was real, because in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden, it's the way things actually are. And in Olam Hazeh, very often, things are not the way they seem. And in a lot of times, sometimes people give kavod to people who deserve kavod, but oftentimes, unfortunately, we give kavod to people who don't deserve the kavod, and the people who are really real people often don't get the province that they should be getting. This is the Avod HaShikra. Right? That's part of the way Rosh Hashem set up this world, so that they will be really safe. He says, you know, he says it's Alma the Shikra. And then he says, sometimes, not only the Shape Shamayim, but sometimes you could find this sort of incredibly, incredibly disappointing development of behavior. And you know, and then that's not impossible. When he punished by Goro Harazet to come across this evil situation, Gam the Asek Ruchni Lagana, even something that's totally a spiritual enterprise. So Fanam Yuchadid. With Mikram or Palin in particular situations. What's he saying? I have a yeshiva, I have a kolo, I have a shul, I have a whatever, I have a tzedakah organization, and it's going great, and then someone moves into town and opens up competition, and Rachmal Flan, sometimes kol sidri machlokes, misnagin gam etzlam ben mishtar hanov, davar davar al. Sometimes the entire process Chazan says, I just described step by step by step. Everything follows procedure. Again, tongue in cheek. Proper procedure will be followed even by Esek Ruchni Lagana. Another shul, another yeshiva, another kol, another mikveh, another tzedakah organization. And sometimes, sadly, it will be all the same thing. Cut it down, knock it down, and starts privately, ends up being public, and people come in, that's Hashem Shammai, oh, Chas V'Shalom, to have another shul, Chas V'Shalom, to have another yeshiva, Hashem Shammai, we need to do for the community, when really, it's really all about ego. It's really all about either saving one's own bottom line, because I depend financially on my yeshiva, or on my shul, or on my whatever it is, or it's all about ego and being number one. If there isn't real, sadly, very sad. This could happen in the context of something that's supposed to be totally asik ruchni lagam, so something so spiritual, religious, but yet people are people, and if I haven't developed my own midas anava, I haven't developed, ultimately, he says, my own midas habitachon, so then, shockingly, sadly, but realistically, all this incredibly negative stuff can come out even when it's about Torah tefillin tzedakah, ironically. And as we saw right in the Mesil Sejarim pointed out, that's often the worst in the Torah Gimel. Well, when you really convince us L'Shem Shamayim, that's like the pits. Then Mamish, how can I give up? What do you mean? I'm fighting Melchemes Hashem. I have to save Kol Yisrael by killing that organization. Because I convinced myself that there are situations where indeed there's another organization developing which is really presenting a problem to Roshlam. There really is a L'Shem Shamayim concern. Okay. But there are plenty of situations when it's more about I want to be number one, or I need the money, or whatever it is, and you end up with multiple shuls at odds, rachmanis on each other, multiple versions of the same chassidus at odds with one another, multiple yeshivas in town, multiple schools in town, multiple tzedakah organizations in town, all these things sometimes sadly happen. Their communities are baruch Hashem, multiple shuls get along very well together, their communities sadly where shuls are like in competition. Like, oh, how could you invite my Baal Bas? You're trying to poach him. So, but it's reality. Now, again, if there's one shul that's preaching Torah mitzvahs and another organization opens up a town that's preaching alternative to Torah mitzvahs, okay, that's a real issue. And if you try and pull Balabat away from honest Torah mitzvahs, that's a real problem. But one needs to ask oneself, is that really the case? Or I found one chiluk between us so that I could just launch an attack which is really more about ego, and I want to be the Rebbe, or I want to be the Rav, or I want to be the Manal, the Rosh Kollel, and that's really what it's about. It says, this is all about being real. I said, why on earth? Why on earth? Let's read a little more, and we'll stop the question. Why am I writing this? Why am I putting it down on paper? Such a sad story, and no happy ending.
What's the objective in writing this, like, depressing little, I can't even call it a short story, this depressing little sketch. The benefit that we hope to accomplish, put it down on paper, because you know what? Sometimes when you see it black on white, and it's not me, it's about Reuven, it's not me, it's about Reuven. Yeah. Then he's going to come and slap the fiery words, he says, will slap me across the face and realize how terrible is fake bitachon. The reason I'm writing this is not to get us depressed, the reason I'm writing this is so we should recognize this. Next time this happens, next time I'm tempted to be this way, or when I notice someone else doing this, I'll say, I've seen that before. Yeah, that was Reuven of Perek Bey's Os Gimel of Emunah Bitachon. Yeah, that's the fake stuff. And he says, okay. Let's take some questions in the repetition tomorrow. We'll turn the flip side to see what's real bitachon. Obviously, this is a terrible fake. This is the bizarro. So, what's the real bitachon like? That we'll see Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.